This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The first segment of the firearm deer hunting season is now history, and we still have plenty more opportunities for you firearm deer hunters. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, the first segment of the Illinois firearm deer hunting season wrapped up a half hour after sunset on November 21st. Firearm hunters in Illinois were needed to register their harvest by telephone or online by 10 p.m. on the day that their deer was harvested, and these deer hunters will again be returning to the woods for the second segment, December 2nd through the 5th. This is a four-day hunt, and typically things are a bit cooler then, and not as many hunters go out, but we may see a much bigger harvest than we typically see on the second segment this year. The first segment just didn't seem to be producing as many deer as normal. We should have those figures next week during our show. Also, if you enjoy hunting during the special late season hunt, November 22nd was the last day to apply for the special hunt area permits. However, permits for the countywide area late season hunt are still available and will be available over the counter at any Department of Natural Resources vendor beginning December 14th. These hunts are for antlerless deer only, and if you did not fill your permits during the regular firearm hunt or muzzleloader hunt or youth deer hunt, those permits are also good in the county they were issued. However, they revert only to antlerless deer permits during this special season. And also, archers are continuing to find success during their archery deer season. Though the archery season was temporarily closed during the firearm deer hunt, success rates for archery deer hunters were exceptional up to that point. Through the end of the day on November 15th, the archery deer harvest had risen to 49,153, just a bit down from last year at the same period, which was 49,542. The same figure in 2008 was 45,843, and a high in 2007 of 50,472. Now, the archery harvest sex ratios for the season were 51% female and 49% male, but harvests during that past week were generally more skewed, with bucks comprising 63% does and 69% ducks, 53% doe, excuse me. Top five counties currently during the archery deer season are Pike with 2,566, Fulton with 1,512, Adams with 1,088, Jefferson with 1,086, and Peoria with 1,005. Now, as in the past, Illinois archers are offered more than 3 months to pursue deer. The season opened on October 1st and continues through January 16th. The season did temporarily close during the first segment of the firearm deer season and will again close during the second segment, which is December 2nd through the 5th. And archery hunting hours are a half hour before sunrise until a half hour after sunset. And if you are returning or going out in the field during the second segment of the firearm deer hunt, keep in mind that according to Illinois law, all hunters and trappers except waterfowl hunters must wear a cap and upper outer garment of solid blaze orange while in the field during the shotgun deer season. During the regular firearm deer season, which is December 2nd through 5th, the second segment, hunting for seasons for squirrel, archery, turkey, and coyote temporarily close. However, firearm deer hunters with unfilled tags may harvest coyotes during this period. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Be back with more right after these messages.
Occasionally, the Tally Radio staff is asked what AM/FM stereo radio is recommended. Tally Radio suggests that first, it's important to purchase a radio with a digital tuner. With that in mind, one such radio with a digital tuner is the Sony CFD-S05. Now, this radio is reasonably priced at around $60. It also has a CD player and a cassette deck. That radio model, again, is the Sony CFD-S05. It's available at local retailers. For more information, call WSMI or WAOX.
Okay, we're back, and a little earlier we were talking about the Blaze Orange requirements during the regular firearm season. We also have Blaze Orange clothing requirements during a couple of other hunting seasons. During the muzzleloader-only deer hunt, which is December 10th through the 12th, and the late winter antlerless deer season, which is December 30th through January 2nd, and January 14th through the 16th, all trappers and hunters, except waterfowl hunters, must also comply with the Blaze Orange clothing requirements, which is a cap and upper outer garment of Blaze Orange when a field in counties open to deer hunting during these seasons. This Blaze Orange requirement includes fur bearer, squirrel, archery deer, and turkey hunters as well. And if you were a successful deer hunter, you can again assist food pantries and help feed the needy by donating all or part of your deer harvest this fall and winter to the Illinois Sportsmen Against Hunger program. Over the years, Illinois hunters have contributed more than 674,750 pounds of venison, which has resulted in more than 2.7 million meals for needy families. IDNR officials are hoping for continued donations this season, and dozens of downstate participating meat processors will package into ground meat the venison donated to the program, with distribution to charities, churches, and food pantries. For more information about the program, you can see the DNR website at dnr.state.il.us. Also, we have some results now from the Illinois firearm turkey hunt, and as we expected, there just was not all that much participation, so there was not all that many figures to compile. The Illinois firearm turkey season wrapped up on October 31st with hunters harvesting 713 wild turkeys from the 45 open counties. This is about a 6% reduction from last year's harvest of 756 birds. Female turkeys accounted for approximately 64% of the fall harvest, and males occupied 36% of the harvest. Participation in the fall firearm turkey hunting has continued to decline, with many hunters choosing to spend more time archery hunting for deer. Now, warm weather near the end of October and fewer juvenile birds in the population due to several years of poor hatch success may have contributed to the decline. Also, archery turkey hunting continues until January 16th, except it closes during the regular firearm deer hunting seasons. And turkey populations in Illinois are doing well, according to biologists, and appear to be stable or even increasing in most of the state. The DNR is continuing to evaluate new counties to include in the fall turkey hunting season, with five additional counties currently proposed to open next fall. Locally, there was only a few counties participating in the program, and those included Greene County, where the hunters this year bagged 10 wild turkeys. In Jersey County, the harvest was only 4. Macoupin County hunters bagged 17 wild birds, and Madison County hunters bagged 13 wild turkeys. Montgomery County was among those counties not yet opened. Hopefully, next year we'll see a fall season in Montgomery County. And also, they're saying now, if you're a waterfowl hunter, a lack of rainfall may hamper waterfowl hunting at the Horseshoe Lake State Fish and Wildlife Area and the Union County State Fish and Wildlife Area. Both of these are in southern Illinois. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources is advising waterfowl hunters who plan to hunt in southern Illinois at Horseshoe Lake in Alexander County or Union County State Fish and Wildlife Area, that dry weather during the late summer and fall has affected waterfowl hunting conditions at these sites. The 2010 through 11 waterfowl seasons open in the South Zone on November 25th. Now, IDNR Land Management staff reports that despite the continuous pumping this fall, only 19 of 35 blinds at the Union County Public Duck Hunting Area have water as of this week. As of November 19th, all blinds at Horseshoe Lake's controlled hunting area have water. However, other open public areas at both Union County and Horseshoe Lake have no water at this time. If you want a current update at these sites, I suggest you call the site offices at Horseshoe Lake. That number is 618-776-5689. And at Union County, the number is 618-833-5175. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.